Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed staff and other students, capturing their immigration stories.
Located in the Middle East, Kuwait is a small yet vibrant country with its own distinctive and rich culture. As a country with abundant oil reserves, Kuwait entered into a war in 1990 with the natural resource at the center of the conflict. Ms. Dashti came to America as a tourist the year the war broke out, making her unable to return home. She explained that as a child, she experienced the unique culture of her home country.
We had a huge house, it had a courtyard, it had everything. We had bicycles, believe it or not, we had 3 deer in the house. We had a peacock. It's heaven for kids if I just describe it, but for me, it was a prison.
As Ms. Dashti explained, life was very comfortable in Kuwait, where everything you needed was already provided for you. Compared to the United States, however, basic things like taking care of bills and obtaining health insurance were difficult. But Ms. Dashti made her opinion known on which country she preferred.
So come to the United States not having to deal with the fact that pressure or feeling like I'm not doing the right thing. It's what I like a lot about it. Just knowing that I grew up with that kind of pressure, it was hard on me. Coming to the United States, saying whatever I want to say and not worry about the consequences. So you have freedom of speech. That's big for me.
Many people believe that their lives have improved greatly by moving to the United States, such as Ms. Dashti, but there are different factors that can make it difficult. For Ms. Dashti, English was a widely spoken language in Kuwait, so there wasn't necessarily a language barrier, but there were other cultural hardships.
Idioms, you know what idioms are, and expressions, yes, they're still a problem. Like, I don't understand when they say, go fly a kite. You know, somebody's talking to me, I have to stop and think. But the biggest struggle or hardship was the fact that I grew up in a family with support and had all of this. So I came to the United States, I had 3 roommates. And when I cooked for them, because that's what you do back home. When you eat with their family, so I wanted to eat with them. But that's not part of the American culture. So they felt bad. They were like, please don't cook for us. So that to me was an insult. So I felt so bad. I was like, oh, they don't like me. But actually, it was a difference in culture.
Of course, Ms. Dashti had to visit her family at least once. So in 1996, she returned to her home country of Kuwait after 6 long years in the United States. She had adapted to life in the U.S. and wasn't prepared for how different things would feel at home.
I was just really stressed out. I stayed there for 6 days, and it felt like I was there for 6 years. It was it was shocking, and I had changed so much. But the way my sisters were treating me, like I was still a kid, and they had to take care of me, and I was part of that group again, and how I should follow the cultural rules, and I couldn't do it. I wanted so badly to leave so I can be able to speak and say what I think.
Immigrants travel to the United States for many reasons. It can be because of war, or simply because they want to start a new life. No matter why they're here, many newcomers can agree that the best part of living in the United States is the freedom.
I like it more here because I have freedom. So if you say that kind of comfort in comparison to freedom, I would choose the freedom. If you give me $1 million and take my freedom away, or give me the freedom without that $1 million, I will take the freedom.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by John Hensler and Amy Lee, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Nahaya Dashti, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Music written by Nick Drake and performed by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.